The relaxation has very deep meaning. Relax until totally relaxed, like you are a dead person, like you cannot do anything. Well, a dead person cannot respond. That is relaxed. Then when you are very tired, until you like no more energy to do anything, you just want to rest. That is relaxed. So they got many stages where you can really allow your mind to relax. When you don't hold on to things, when you have the Dhamma, when you are more at peace with whatever happened, then your mind becomes different. It has order. When it has order, it don't have problem. That's why it can settle down. Then when you want to rest, it just rests. Then all of your body and mind become very, very at peace. And you can just relax into it. Then you can feel the peace within. Well, when you are very relaxed, the nature's energy take over. Well, your thought don't interfere anymore. Our thought is the main culprit. Because when your thought arises, that nature's energy from our life force cannot do its work. Because the thought is like in conflict. When you are with the thought, you cannot be aware. The two is very clear. So when you are relaxed, at peace, the thought doesn't arise, or the thought is at peace, then your nature can actually heal you. Then you recover, you recuperate very fast. That's why when you rest, now you know how to rest. You just go into the meditative state, relax, then develop the awareness. Then you realize you recuperate very fast. So your ability to relax, you have to really, really go deeper and deeper into it until you can feel your entire body is so relaxed.
So he said that I have to be more mindful of my sitting posture, cannot cross leg, you know, or like, you know, sometimes too comfortable that put our leg on the table, is it? All this of like wrong posture, is it? So it's really, you know, strike me, is it? And it also helped me to be more mindful, not only my physical, but also my thought level as well. It's like, you know,
the thought is the most important. When you are mindful, you can see its movement. You can observe its movement, its reaction, how it stirs. Then how you become emotional. Because the awareness is very sensitive. And when it's sensitive, you will understand. Then you will know what to do. Because that is stress. Stress means something not peaceful. Means you had developed the tension, the stress. Your mind state is like holding on to things. But when you are relaxed, peaceful, means you can accept whatever that arise, the way it is, be at peace. Then you can just settle down and relax. Then if you want to sleep, you just sleep. Otherwise, maintain awareness to rest. You become beautiful. Then after that, when you awake or when you become conscious again, it's like you have rested. It's like you have recuperated from your tired day. So that is a very good understanding that you develop through meditation. Then you know how to rest. Ability to rest is a plus point for the individual. Because most people don't know how to rest. They can't even sleep. They got insomnia. Then they can't even have a peaceful rest. Most people, when you ask them to relax and rest, they can't. They find it very difficult. It's like some got to go and exercise until very tired, and they take a bath, then only because they are very tired, they sleep. Otherwise, they cannot sleep. So most people have this problem. But if you are a cultivator, a meditator, we don't have such problem. We want to sleep, we sleep. We want to rest, we rest. Then we know how to recuperate ourselves through awareness. When the awareness is aware, it will heal you. But that is nature's energy, our life force energy. So that life force energy is from nature. And nature's energy, we can use it for our internal spiritual understanding and transformation. Instead of wasting that energy into fruitless, heedless thinking and emotion and reaction, stress, all these take up a lot of mental energy and they are not useful. They actually create more negativity of mind state, and it will actually create a negative energy field that will lead to lowering of immune system and other things. But you have good thought, wholesome thought, peaceful thought, relaxed state of mind, calmness, just aware without the pleasant and unpleasant or sensual desire and ill will, miss the mental hindrance, then the mind has spiritual faculty that is just relaxed, aware, tranquil, still, then peaceful, because it has faith. Then it is not in a restless state. It is tranquil, still. Then it has Dhamma, wisdom. And because of that, that being become heedful, peaceful, conserve a lot of energy, can understand many things, the immune system go up. But if you have the heedless thinking, the negative thought, that negative energy field actually will cause your immune system to drop. Once your immune system drop, all your cells within your body, especially our body has 80% water, you have seen the research report of scientists, isn't it? When they put beautiful music and vibration into the water crystal, they put under microscope, it is so beautiful. But if you put them in noisy, polluted area with negative thought, or even plant, you every day curse and scold that plant, the response is different. The plant will not grow. So all these are proven. So you can see that crystal become like mutated and give problem. So all this disease, cancer and other things, they are due to your immune system having problem. Once the immune system drop, the negative energy will start to have an effect on your body. Your bodily cells all have problems. That's why your immune system is affected. But if you have good mind state, like your that friend told you, your mental and physical both also must have immune system. Good immune mental state are the one with the Dhamma. You don't have so much negative mind state, means fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, insecurity, all of the negative mind state, like panic attack and all those things. Once they are not there, or your scars or memory, they never come and haunt you, your phobia or not there, then you will have less of this negative energy field and tendency. Then your immune system will not be affected. Otherwise, it go down very fast. Then your cell will mutate and you will have big problem. So all these are related to how your mind think, how your mind conduct itself. That's why Dhamma is very important.